Blog Talk Radio.
And topics that affect and shape how you live our daily lives. My name is Stacey Royale, and I want to come on to this show, and I want to ask you guys, with all of the news that's going around about the coronavirus spiking and everybody is getting sick, should we have a traditional Thanksgiving gathering or any type of gathering for that matter? I want to bring my panel on, and I want to discuss this. I'm going to start with you, Hefe. I want to ask you to get your thoughts on this right here. Should we have traditional gatherings with all of the COVID spikings and things that's going on in this country? Should we be getting together Thursday and just spreading diseases? Never mind. Let me just hear your thoughts on this right here. Go ahead. Go ahead, Hefe.
It depends on who you ask. If you ask the secret killers behind the scenes who orchestrating all this mess, you know, they'll give you the answer. Sure, you guys need to meet. Yeah, absolutely. Meet, partay, feast. But then if you ask your everyday Joe Blow on the street, who has a speck of common sense, hell no, he shouldn't. We shouldn't because of this reason. Despite the rumors about being a hoax or this or that, there is something out here, and that something has killed over a quarter of a million people. So something's going on. It's always best to err on the side of caution. But I believe They want people to die. They want people to get sick. That's why they keep allowing the NFL to continue. They allow certain events to take place because they want people to get sick and die because they want to reduce the population and they want to eliminate the people they deem as liabilities, who are the elders who are not working, providing to the system, but are just mooching off the system. They want those people dead.
Hold on. Go ahead. First of all, those elders who you say are mooching off the system, they the ones that kept us going. If you honestly quiet as kept, they should be getting rid of the young dum-dums who are sitting around here, the stupidest things I ever met. Now, let's don't talk about the older people. Generation was smart.
Let me clear this up. Now, I'm saying that's their perspective. That's those wicked people's perspective. I won't personally call them mooching because those old people deserve to live their last days in glory and peace and happiness. But they're perceived by those wicked elite as moochers and liabilities. Not me, but those elite are looking at the old people that way.
I was fixing to stomp all over you, little cow, because I was going to say it's them old people that put that money into the goddarn system to begin with, you know, majority
Absolutely.
Of them.
Absolutely. So, you're right.
You know, you got to take care of the old people. They've been there for us. They help change your diapers. So,
true, but the elite don't see it that way. Go ahead.
I understand your point, and I agree that, yes, they are not too worried about saving more people than their own butt. And I don't know. I feel like really bad about this. I knew this election thing was going to be connected with the COVID miracle vaccine. And they didn't come out with one, but two. You know, it's just, I don't know. I feel something funny going on.
Hello, Mother Teresa, hold on. I need you to do me a favor. I need you to take a step back. I need you to take you some NyQuil and relax because, look, y'all gotta let this Trump thing go. He lost. He lost. Come on.
It was
everything
set
is
up.
About him. He lost. Come on, y'all. Look, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, let's have an intervention here. He lost, okay? He put up a good fight. He did what he had to do, but he lost. Just because the
it
COVID,
doesn't have
so what
to
does
do really with anybody of who won or who lost. It
you
was
brought
just
him up.
The whole fact.
What he lost. Listen.
I
let me ask you this.
And
okay,
I feel
he
it
lost.
Was.
But wait a minute now. Okay, so let me ask you. Let's deal with the first thing first. Let's talk about why should we be gathering for the holiday coming up now with all the COVID spiking. Let me hear your thoughts on that first. Let's deal with the first thing first. Let's get that out of the way. What's your thoughts on that? Are you kidding me? Huh? You.
Me? I didn't hear. I wasn't sure if you were talking to me or back to little cow again. But I feel like if you've been in your close family and been in contact, then yes, you should have your family together for the holidays.
Your immediate family or your family?
Well, you know, if everybody's healthy and good and been in good, you know, then keep your distance and be safe and wash your hands and cover your mouth and, you know, just be
safe.
Mother Teresa, that ain't going to happen in the black household.
There's
no such thing as keep your distance.
I feel like it would almost be more detrimental to leave grandma out of it if you know, want to be safe.
Grandma.
It could be
grandma's
holiday.
But grandma's the reason why you're not doing it. Grandma's the reason you're not doing it because you want to keep her safe, right? So let's just hold this whole thing up. Let's just be real with this. Let's just look at this whole thing right here. First of all, we're doing the holidays, okay? So they're coming on TV saying, hey, the holidays, the corona is spiking. It's allegedly it kills the older people. But yet this is the one holiday when this is going to be the time where the virus can spread the most. I mean, everybody's getting together with their families. Everybody is meeting together. And isn't that bad? If you're going to take the virus 100% what they're saying it is, then this would be the worst time to be together. I mean, you're actually saying, hey, come on, virus, wipe us out because we're all in one spot. Look at this as a military. If you have a military saying, hey, man, we got shoot this whole country down, and everybody say, hey, we're going to be in this one spot, so you can just drop your bomb here. That's what we're doing, correct?
I don't think so. I think everybody's in their homes. They're safer than, you know, being out in a stadium full of people, you know, for games or whatnot. That seems more risky than being at home with family who's, you know, being safe and being taking precautions and, you know, like I said, it could be grandma's last Christmas, grandma's last Thanksgiving or grandpa's.
Okay, so let's say, and I'm going to bring Gemini in on this and ask the same question, but just to finish up your point, Mother Teresa, so you saying this is going to be grandma's last Thanksgiving or Christmas, but do you want to be the reason why her last Thanksgiving and Christmas came sooner? Like her end came sooner because you then gave her a virus? Or would you like to try to extend it out? Let me bring in.
Unfortunately, my grandma's not with us anymore, but I'm just saying that, you know, it could be, you know, I mean, you know, you never know what life is going to have happen.
So you're just saying, the hell with it. Let's do it because of forget safety. Let's just do it. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying there's a way to include them, even if it's through video calls or whatever, just don't not involve them, you know. You know, times are hard enough and everybody's going through enough depressive, you know, stuff without being shut out of the family for the holidays. I mean, these are family traditions that they've been doing their entire life.
Gemini, let me bring you in. Should we have the traditional gathering for the holidays, or should we all play it safe and say, hey, let's just spare this holiday for 1 year and try to get healthy? Or are you just like Mother Teresa, the heck with it, man? Let's go out with the bang. Go ahead.
I am not Teresa. First of all, I think people need to wake up and all of this is all about, because what Mother Teresa just demonstrated, comment that I'm about to make now, and that is what you're asking is, should one source of control cancel out or neutralize another source of control? That's really what you're asking. COVID-19 just marks an end of a control era, the start of a new controlled era. It's just all about the direction and kind of control that they want to apply on all of us. Okay. You're saying, well, are holidays or how is Thanksgiving a source of control? Well, it's if you were to go further back in history, if they give you holidays, if they didn't give you a day off, what would people do? Then is the reply or response to that would be yes. For a day off of work, for a holiday work, instead of what? Instead of protesting and over a much bigger picture like freedom from work and your system and bring back fair bartering systems. So again, they would not do that. They would lack control over the people. So they would rather just beat and give you your holidays. And what does COVID 19 do? The exact same has the same exact same results on people.
Now let's be fair. Hold on, let's be fair. Let's take this holiday for what it is. Now let's stop looking. Let's uncover the layers of the onion. Let's just be fair about it. So the whole thing about it is, whether you like it or not, the holidays, for whatever they are, that is a time for people to get together, reflect with family and friends. Okay, I respect. I give them that. Whether it was done this way or that way, it was still that
whether
day.
It is,
the question is,
what they're telling you, they're known to do that. They control when you do that. They created that for you.
But it's organization. Stop. It's organization. Okay, y'all want to go. Okay, so we can't. We can, it's not. This is
see,
not
they
a
need
on
that. Royal. They've organized is what organization means and what it is for you.
But still, okay, listen, but we all came together as a community. You can't have 3 billion people in America be rogue. So you have to have some type of
why
order. Look,
why haven't people come together for a much bigger direction of peace?
It's Thanksgiving.
Why just
wait a minute,
this is about peace. But you're so on what this one holiday supposed to be that you're willing to bringing everybody together, even during a pandemic, a control event that's meant to kill you off or imprison you in your own house, one or the other. You don't see the experimentation that's going on?
If you want to look at it that way, you can look at it that way, but people are actually looking at this like, hey, this is a way for me to break free from all the control of this corona by me saying,
this is a way for you
to
break
free.
This was
the
only the
normal
way. Oh.
People trying to live their lives.
Really, this was
way.
The only way. So you're saying people are looking at the only way they can see to break free.
No, this is actually
their
the
choices.
Time the holiday came up. This is the time when the holiday came up. This just happened to fall around Thanksgiving. Every year, Thanksgiving falls on the last Thursday.
Okay, let me ask you this. Who came? Who am
I?
I'm asking anybody.
I was corrected again. I was corrected again. I got to say before you do your thing. I was corrected again. It's 300 million people in America, not 3 billion. But it's so many people around here that it feels like I'm trapped around 3 billion people. But go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Who?
Yeah, go ahead.
Who came up with this? Who organized your calendars? Who told you when you can have
that's not the point.
This
hold on, that's
together.
Not the point on this one right here. That's not the point. The point of the matter is it doesn't happen. Now we can deal with that.
You brought up the right, but you brought up the time. Oh, this allow us to celebrate or come together for family. This allows this make them break free and this that. Who controls that? Who calls?
It's not about but listen. Okay, so let's go this right here. You talking about the control, but this is the one time when Americans, we done been beat down, they can't do this, they can't do that, they done lost their jobs, you just got rid of Trump out of office.
So guess what?
People are miserable. A lot of people are running around here putting their Christmas lights up in October. And I say, well, why y'all doing that? Man, we just need some type of fun. We need some type of happiness because we're living in a world that's not happy. So Thanksgiving comes around. I'm asking you guys now, should we do this or should we not? Now, you're saying your argument.
Well, let me ask you this.
Is,
oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Why is this any different, Trump bringing hundreds of thousands of people to the rally? Why would it be any different? What makes the time
because,
so,
oh, the difference
so
would be,
and
hold
more
on.
Impeccable?
The difference is because I can't let y'all sound crazy on the radio. The difference is this.
No. It ain't about sounding crazy. Trump gave you.
You said for Trump
gave you.
Trump gave you. Coming to my Thanksgiving dinner. This is me and my family.
Dude, Trump gave you a choice. Either come out and support him with no mask on, home. You can still vote for Trump without getting at his rally. You can still vote for Trump, right? But decide to do it anyway, right? So if you decide to come together living and risk your health of your family, that's your choice, right?
But listen, you're talking about thousands of rallies. You can't use that as an analogy because in your Thanksgiving dinner, you're not having thousands of people at your dinner. You're having your family.
No, I'm not going to let you control what I can use as an analogy because that's what this.
Yes, you can. What you use is a dumbass analogy. Man, it's not make no sense.
No.
That's
what your government.
Thousands
that's
of people
what your government.
Your goddamn rally, your house.
That's how they're using this against you. They're making you think one stupid. They're making you think your choices
are
stupid.
Man, this is not, dude. God, you cannot use this as not. You cannot use Trump and his rallies as an analogy for
like,
whether you should do this.
Interesting how it's interesting how you're trying to unuse it. Interesting how you're trying to use it in your argument
to benefit. Hold on, I'm not benefiting. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take a simple course into basic math. This is math you learned in third grade, okay? That math is 10 is greater than 1. That math is if you are having something spread, it is easier to spread with 10 people gathered than it is to spread with 1 person gathered. So this gentleman said, I want to use an analogy of Trump having thousands of people at his rally, but yet that has nothing to do with a Thanksgiving dinner at your house. Your table may only fit, the average human table may only fit about 12 people. So if I'm saying we're going to have a Thanksgiving at my house personally, how am I going to
okay, let me ask you this.
Spread or
let me
everybody
ask
else?
You, let me ask you this. Once the 12 once the basic math,
TV trays,
the,
hold on. The couch, the chair,
yeah. What's the 12 people in your mathematical equation? What's the 12 eliminated? What do they go out in the world and do when they get back home? When they get back,
man.
What do they do? Contaminate everybody else, right?
Don't go to the grocery store. Okay, you tell me this right here.
Well,
where you going tomorrow morning? Hold on. Where you going tomorrow morning? You going to the grocery store.
Honestly think.
Okay, if you go.
Honestly think they ought to set up the grocery store the same way they set up the curbside for restaurants. Yes, I do. Yeah, people
can't
ought to
do
be
that,
probably.
That's another ass idea. Let me finish the point, man, that I want to bring in. Hefe to come in. He said he wanted something to say.
That's,
go ahead on.
That's why that is communicating towards delivery services. That's your walk away. You paid electronically.
Yeah,
you don't get to the point where you're delivering. So people delivering your food going to have soup.
Gemini, go ahead, Hefe. That's a good point, Gemini. Now, you may not like this point either. What's interesting is imagine all these family members who are out and about their everyday activities, going to stores, malls, being around other people, when those 10 or those 20 or those 30 people come together in one house, they're bringing in all those germs, those people they're exposed to. They're bringing all those dozens and dozens and possibly hundreds of people they were exposed to on the public to that one house that they all going to gather in. You see what I'm saying? Each person, each family member going to bring.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree with the DoorDash, the Uber Eats. I wouldn't dare. Hell no, wouldn't dare have nobody.
I don't agree that either because, come on, the way you guys come at this stupid thing is acting like that only 3 people is going to have DoorDash. The people that's bringing your DoorDash, they not going to be contracted to corona the same way you're saying? Look, the bottom line is this. You're not in a bubble. Mm-hmm. So stop. See, here's the thing about it. You guys are sitting here saying, no, we this. Okay, you're being hypocritical.
Real.
Because
there is no real...
You going to work.
Then
okay,
there's a pandemic.
Job. You can catch one at your job. Okay?
So I
the man who having Thanksgiving dinner has nothing to do with you spreading corona. That's you and your family together.
I guarantee you, if corona, as deadly as they say it was, the whole idea we shut down. It wouldn't be into no grocery stores and be all and do what you know.
No.
If this was really pandemic, I guarantee
your
you
argument
really down.
Your argument is not
your
Go ahead.
To answer your question from earlier, because I never answered it, I think we Americans should sacrifice this year and just stay home or minimize the activities when it comes to the holidays. Reduce
but you can't do that.
Sacrifice.
Okay, so then while you're doing that, then don't go to work tomorrow. Okay, don't go to work Monday. Hold on. If you're going to do that, okay, so here's my thing on it. I'm going to go back with the old Superfly scenario. If you're going to go out and do this, then I'm going to support you. But until then, sit down and shut up. Because the way here, y'all saying we're going to make a stand and we're not going to have any fun. We want you guys to stand in your prison house by yourself. But after Thanksgiving, we want you guys to go to work tomorrow. We want you guys to go to work on Black Friday. All the people that have to work, we want you to go to work on Black Friday. But don't have a Thanksgiving dinner with your family. We want you to go to work Friday because you got to make us money. That's the stupidest thing in the world. Then you sat here and told me, I think we all should just not boycott Thanksgiving. Then don't go to work Monday. Boycott work Monday. Or boycott work Tuesday.
Yep.
So what is wrong with Thursday? Why you boycott on Thursday but do the natural get out and grind Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Friday? But we're going to skip Thursday.
Yep.
You know why you skip Thursday? Because you're having fun with your family. That's the stupidest thing. That's the stupidest thing. Well, you're not making sense.
Simply because your question was directed toward Thursday. Should we come together on Thursday? But should we come together? Yeah. But should we come for Thursday during a pandemic that's spiking?
Well, if that's the case, then okay. So let me ask you this question. Okay. So you want to play that game? You want to play politics with me? You know, should we come together for a pandemic that's spiking on Thursday, Thanksgiving? Well, let me ask you this question. Go to work Monday for a pandemic that's spiking? Or should we go to work Tuesday? Oh, no, why? Because you're like, well, if I don't go to my ex first, I ain't going to have no real
estate. Let's look at the way they organize workstation. All right, first of all, they have distancing. First of all, the PPE, personal protection, you know, equipment for you there. They have sanitizers. You have stations. Some people work from home. They have all of that to make sure it isn't over, you know, is over its capacity for the disease. So, yes, they
take the necessary precautions and be safe.
You could do that at your house, right? Do you not have sanitizer at your house?
Yeah.
Do you not have cleaning supplies at your house?
Yeah.
So his question is totally like correct. And then that's a professional way to
because families are going to gather without wings. You do know that.
Man, listen, that has nothing to do with it, but you still can wash at your house. I'm going to wash my hands before I eat. I don't know about you in your house. No, actually, I'm going to wash my hands before I eat. I'm going to make sure my dishes is clean before I eat. I'm going to make the people right now, okay, I promise you today, you in your house right now, are you wearing a mask around your family and people that's with you? No. Are you doing it so the same thing you do? But you eat every day. You go to work. You come home. Do you wear a mask when you come home? After you just left that job with all them people that probably got corona and breathing in your face and all that? No, you come straight home and you probably say, hey, baby, how you doing? And kiss the dead and lips or whatever. And then you just say, hey, what's for dinner? But yet, Thanksgiving pops up and you like, oh, we should probably not do this because this is unsafe and unhealthy. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Really, are you kidding me? And then your argument is, well, you know, on my job, they're going to have toilet paper.
Yeah.
They're going to have toilet paper.
Mother Teresa, Negro's fun.
I think he did keep flipping back and forth.
I think he's going back and forth with himself. He's going back and okay.
That's a good one.
Mother Teresa, black foolish.
That's a good one.
Mother Teresa, get down. Break up his black foolish.
Hey, that's a good one. Hey, that's a good one. Okay, I'm going back and forth with myself. So I'm just going to break it down again, and I'm going back and forth with myself. And
I'm
going to move
I'm
on
not
to
sure
this.
Where
stop
you stand.
You had two roles going.
Oh my goodness.
Well, I'll tell y'all.
I heard three or four different personalities in that debate.
I
didn't say anything. Well, I never told y'all what I felt. That no. Okay.
You told yourself. You were telling you.
No.
Thing.
We gotta finalize this right quick, then. I'm gonna ask y'all one more time. I'm gonna ask each one of y'all straight down the line. Mother Teresa, I'm first, but have your phone ready. Should we gather and have Thanksgiving dinner with our families with the pandemic going on? You see what I'm saying? Yeah, all this. What? Yeah,
absolutely.
You say yes.
I think you can get together Thursday. It doesn't matter. You got to be safe Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday right now. There's no doubt about it.
All right. So you say, just for clarity, we could gather on Thanksgiving. You say, that's cool. Just gather with your family and your friends and have fun. Eat the turkey.
I think so. You know, try to keep it, you know, smaller families if you can, but don't leave grandma out. Don't leave, you know, aunt. Whoever out if she doesn't have anybody, because man, that's just not right. You know, to
all
leave
right.
people at
we
home.
Got, we got a yes
that
for you.
Don't need to be.
All right, we got a yes for you. I'm gonna save the troublemaker for last. I'm gonna go to you, Hefe, because I want to get clarification. Y'all told me I'm all over the place. I'm four sides of the head. Okay, whatever. I'm gonna ask you this right here, Hefe. Should we get together and gather for Thanksgiving dinner? Clarify this on Thursday or not because of the corona spike. What do you say?
No, we should not because we should sacrifice this year for the greater good. We need to think about 2021 and so on. Miss out on a few things in the beginning to think about winning at the end, overcoming this.
I want to get to you, dude. We got 1 minute left, so I'm going to save him for last. We're going to run it out, but I have to come back to you on this. How can I sound like I'm all over the place when you just said out your mouth that one day on Thursday we should sacrifice, which actually that's going to cause any kind of dent in corona, but yet you're going to work tomorrow. Matter of fact, you told me you was working tomorrow. But if you want to sacrifice for 2021, why don't you shut down work? Why don't you just shut down work? Save that for next week because we got 90 seconds. I just want to bring in this troublemaker here who says I'm all over the place. But notice, I'm sticking straight by my gun. Do you say, sir, whether we should go in or should we stay home for this holiday or should we allow to go out with our family and gather with our family and friends? Are you saying we should stay home? What say you, sir?
Say you should stay. How about that? I want to just cover everything. Let's cover it all. You know what? You confirmed that. You confirmed it.
Yes or no?
You confirmed it yourself. No. You confirmed it yourself when you said, well, wipe it down, not just Thanksgiving. So there, you confirmed it.
Okay. On that note, guys, he said absolutely nothing. Hold on. He said absolutely nothing, but I want to just say this in closing. Ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate you guys listening to Enlightening the Mind. I'm saying this here. Enjoy your time with your family. Be safe.
Yeah.
Make sure you clean yourself up. But if you, I'm going to say this in closing, it's the last word. If you don't want to go out for Thanksgiving because you want to save the world and the earth, then don't go to work the rest of the week. Thank you guys for listening to Enlightening the Mind. We appreciate you all. Have a happy, safe holiday. And I'm going to jump on them when we get off this show here because don't nobody tell me I'm all over the place. Thank you guys. We'll see you guys next week.